An elementary school in Pennsylvania has canceled all Halloween celebrations or fall festival celebrations or whatever the heck they were going to call it because of religious overtones. I didn't say what religious overtones, but Halloween, of course, has historical roots in both pagan and Christian traditions, even though no one really thinks about it that way anymore. So not sure, but they're not having any type of celebration this October.
This goes to show you that drinking excessive wine and watching Braveheart just don't mix. Back in May, a 44-year-old stay-at-home mom in Australia, her name is Simone Bruce, she was drinking some wine and watching the movie Braveheart. She got so into it, she decided to grab her son's sword, go out in the driveway, and reenact some of the battle scenes. Now, don't know for sure if the sword was real or if it was a toy, but apparently it looked real enough because her neighbors came home in their car, got freaked out, and tried to drive off. But by this point, Simone, she was really into her reenactment because she started chasing the car and she actually hit the side of it with the sword, and she was supposed to be on medication but hadn't been taking it. The judge who heard the case decided to give her 18 months of probation and ban her from drinking for the time being.
An interesting celebrity fact for you. Did you know that Jack Nicholson grew up believing his grandmother was his mother and his mother was his sister? Jack was an illegitimate child. His mom was 17 when she had him, so that's the story they went with. In fact, he didn't find out until 1974 when he was 37 years old. By then, both his mom and grandmother were gone.
Wow.
That's strange, isn't
it? That is very...
Wow.
That's like
about a mind blow.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, there was a woman in Minneapolis. She saved a pit bull named Tater Tot from an animal shelter just hours before he was going to be put down. Days later, he returned the favor by alerting her when her four-year-old son's blood sugar was dangerously low while they were all sleeping, and he was barely breathing. The boy's okay now, and the family decided to keep Tater Tot for good, even though they were only fostering him.
Yeah, that's a good dog. Hang on to that one. Earlier this year, a 39-year-old man in Utah doing 111 miles an hour, one stop for the cops who were chasing him. When he finally did, he told them, "I just had to get to the bathroom." Well, he was in court this week. Not surprisingly, the judge rejected that excuse because apparently he drove past many opportunities to stop at a bathroom. So he got himself 7 days in jail. I think they have a bathroom real close there, too. So
check another excuse that doesn't work.
Yes, had to get to the bathroom. Stack of Leftovers brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.